takes hold, the nasal lining and throat. Unlike vaccines, which train the recipient's immune system to build long-lasting protection, the sprays are short-lived compounds that would directly block the virus's ability to enter cells. Multiple research teams have shown that such sprays are effective at warding off SARS-CoV-2 infection in animals. If effective in humans, these compounds would be a welcome addition to the limited arsenal that researchers have developed against the virus, says Donna Farber, an immunologist at Columbia University in New York City. Vaccines protect against severe COVID-19, but they are less adept at preventing infection, and current antivirals treat infection rather than preventing it. The sprays could offer people another way to avoid infection on top of or instead of wearing a face mask, especially in high-risk settings such as hospitals and restaurants. They're definitely worth pursuing in a big way, she says. Despite their promise, these sprays have a long way to go. Funding and interest from pharmaceutical firms or human trials has been limited, in part because trials to determine efficacy for prophylactics are large and expensive, says Mascana, and the sprays must achieve the different task of coating any surface to which a virus might attach. Because once a viral particle enters even a few cells, a full-scale infection can progress rapidly. The effort to develop treatments against viruses long predates COVID-19, says Wendy Barclay, a virologist at Imperial College London. Such research has paid off with a range of medications taken by mouth, including oseltamivir, which protects against influenza infection, and tenofovir, which prevents HIV infection. But Barclay says there are no prophylactic nasal sprays except First Defense, which is designed to act as a physical barrier against common cold virus particles. This spray has a similar job than conventional antivirals such as Paxlovid that are used in the first days of an infection. Preventing a single virus particle from infecting a cell is a much easier ask than countering the effects of millions of viral particles days after infection, Barclay says. Researchers have been testing many types of compounds in nasal sprays to thwart SARS-CoV-2 infection. Among them are small antibody-like molecules called nanobodies, which disarm the virus by nestling into the nooks and crannies of viral proteins. Short chains of amino acids called peptides, and small molecules that mimic proteins. Prophylactic developed by Mansaka and her colleagues, for example, is a peptide that gums up the virus machinery for fusing with a host cell. This prevents the virus from delivering its genetic payload into the cell, thus blocking infection. To test their peptide, Mascana and her colleagues administered it into the noses of frets once daily for 2 days and co-housed the treated animals with another ferret that was infected with SARS-CoV-2. None of the 6 ferrets that received the peptide became infected with the virus, while all 6 ferrets that received a placebo dose did. Before testing the peptide in humans, Mascana wants to replicate these results in another animal model such as mice. Another nasal spray compound developed by Richard Lidus, a molecular pharmacologist at the University of Sherbrooke in Canada and his colleagues is a small molecule that inhibits a host enzyme needed by viral particles to fuse with a target cell. Lidus and his colleagues found that mice given nasal doses of the compound became infected with the coronavirus, but they had much less virus in their lungs than did mice that received only saline. Lidus and his colleagues are working to increase the peptide's effectiveness by making it more stable and selective before moving on to testing it in humans. Both Lidus and Moscana are working with companies to bring their products to market. Even if researchers find an antiviral compound that can be delivered as a nasal spray and prevents coronavirus infections in humans, they still face the challenge of ensuring that the compound stays in the nasal lining long enough to be consistently effective. Your nose and throat are inherently designed to get rid of things, Barty says. You try putting something in there and your nose turns and flushes it out. Researchers could counteract this by designing the sprays to be reapplied more frequently, but Barkley cautions that the more often that people have to take a medicine, the less likely they are to adhere to the regimen. And even though the bulk of SARS-CoV-2 infections start in the nose, it might be necessary for a prophylactic to coat the mouth and throat and even in the lungs, which would require delivery through a nebulizer. Still, such a spray would be an important advance, especially in places where few people wear face masks, says Barkley, adding, if we had something which was invisible and you self-administered and it gave you confidence to keep going, I think it would be a real game changer, she says. We could keep kids in a school.
This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, love and worship. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone, you're listening to A to Z program. And in today's lesson, we're talking about love and worship. The affection that a human being possesses in his life appears in various ways, in different ways. A demonstration of man's affection appears in man's love for beauties, for exquisite objects, and especially beautiful human beings. That is to say, it is man's love for objects which satisfy his aesthetic sense and which establish contact with his psyche. Similar to this is love for spiritual beauties, such as the beauty of concepts, comparisons, metaphors, and ironies, as well as love for sentences in verse and prose, which is the passion of poets and of those with good taste. Or it can be spiritual and ethical perfection and elegance, which is lauded by psychologists and the moralists. Or it can be beauty of sensibility, like the elegance in order of the world of being, which the philosophers marvel at. Or it can be existential beauty, which is perceived by agnostic intuition on the basis of this perception. Existence equals beauty. In the Quran, chapter 7, verse number 32, it said, who made good everything that he has created? The more powerful the status of being, the greater will its beauty be, and the more enjoyable will be its seeing. The power of love, the power of affection, grows in a man. It has to be understood. It's something that we need to show. We need to discover with time as we're living, because it exists in us from the very day that we step into this world.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. We're talking about love and worship. Now, without doubt, the greater the love for something, the greater will be the enjoyment experienced in reaching it. But on the other hand, intensity of enjoyment hinges on the degree of desirability and the existential value of the beloved. Thus, if a person develops the strongest form of affection toward the most precious of all beings and realizes the being's existential merit, he will experience the greatest enjoyment when he is united with that beloved, with that particular aspect, that particular thing, whether it's an object or it's a person or anything. In case this act of being united is not confined to time, place, and other limiting conditions, in case it is possible at any time and anywhere, this inborn desire is fully materialized and it will suffer no shortage, not according to time, not according to space. As a result, the infinite direction of this inborn desire is in a burning love for an infinitely beautiful and perfect beloved who has the strongest essential ties with man and whom man can find himself living and dying for and linked and related to. In this manner, he will reach true union and no factor can separate him from his beloved. Love for a being that does not possess this condition cannot fully satisfy this desire and will always be coupled with disappointment, defeat, separation, and disunion. Thank you so much for following up on this program. Until next episode, inshallah, we will reach to you. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily round the clock for listeners across the globe. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via the internet, shortwave, FM, and satellite. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 31 meters, 9,650 kilohertz, every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to the English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 49 meters, 6,040 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave 25 meters, 11,880 kilohertz every day from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our programs via FM 91.5 megahertz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iran Sat or Bat 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you. In the limelight.
According to recent surveys, anti-Islamic behavior has increased in Europe, especially in the United Kingdom, in recent years. 7 out of 10 Muslims working in the United Kingdom say they have experienced some form of anti-Islamic treatment. Also, several reports have been published about Islamophobia in England, which showed that British Muslims are among the groups that face the most discrimination. We have taken at some of the world media's coverage of this story. Please stay with us. Turkey's Anadolu news agency writes, a new report warned Islamophobia remains a growing threat across Europe, with several countries enacting policies that have contributed to the institutionalization of an issue that should instead be stamped out with urgency. According to the European Islamophobia Report 2021, Islamophobia was as pressing a problem across the European continent as it was in previous years. It said countries such as Britain and France became the main spots of anti-Muslim hatred and Islamophobic incidents. The report, which focused on 27 European countries and was prepared with contributions from 35 leading academics and experts in the field, read, furthermore, anti-Muslim campaigns of far-right parties in EU member states dominate the discrimination against Muslim individuals and communities. According to statistics revealed on Thursday, 6th of October, Islamophobic hate crimes in England and Wales have skyrocketed last year. According to the British Home Office figures, Muslims became the most targeted religious groups among others last year. The number of religious hate crimes recorded by police and targeting Muslims was 3,459 in the year ending March 2022. Showing a 42% increase compared to the previous year. Hate crimes recorded by police in England and Wales have skyrocketed for the year ending March 2022 by 26%. According to British government figures, there were 155,841 hate crimes on record, the biggest increase since the year ending March 2017. The majority of hate crimes were racially motivated, accounting for more than two-thirds of all such offences. The racially motivated hate crimes increased by 19% between the year ending March 2021 and the year ending March 2022, as the crime number for the previous year was 92,063. Religious hate crimes increased by 37% to 8,730 offences, up from 6,383 in the previous year, the highest ever recorded number since the time series began in the year ending March 2012. Apart from Islamophobic incidents across Europe, the European Islamophobia Report 2021 details systemic discrimination faced by Muslims in all areas of life, from employment to healthcare, from education to the justice system. There was a continuing increase in the overall number of reported cases in the United Kingdom, with authorities registering a 9% rise from 2020 to 2021. At least 45% of all religiously aggravated hate crimes involve people of Muslim faith and Muslim background. The report said the number of these crimes have increased by 291% in the past 10 years. The British newspaper The Independent has more. British Muslims shared their fears over rising Islamophobic attacks on mosques in the United Kingdom, warning that the safe refuges of places of worship can be shattered by a single act of hatred. Almost half of mosques or Islamic institutions in the United Kingdom have been targeted by religiously motivated attacks in the last 3 years. A report by MEND and Muslim Consensus revealed the rising rates of Islamophobic hate crimes against places of worship, with 35% of mosques attacked at least once a year. Community leaders are calling for the British government and police to provide better support and funding to help in safeguarding Muslim minority groups from increasing attacks. According to Britain's Home Office, anti-Muslim attacks made up almost half of religiously motivated hate crimes between 2020 and 2021, and this has stayed largely consistent in recent years. One of the impacted communities was in Finsbury Park in North London, where one man, Makram Ali, was killed and 9 others were injured in a terrorist attack in 2017. The chairman of Finsbury Park Mosque, Mohammad Khosbar, said the government, police and local organisations must do more to protect Muslims at risk after his community was one of the many targeted in recent years. On the report, Mohammad Khosbar said, "This is very worrying for the Muslim community and its mosques, as it shows things are going from bad to worse. We're seeing more Islamophobic attacks happen to mosques, institutions and individuals, so it should be taken really seriously. But not only the Muslim community, but by the government and police." The British newspaper The Guardian has more on the story. Calls for a working definition of Islamophobia began in 2019, following the Christchurch mosque shooting in New Zealand, which killed 51 Muslims and caused a 600% surge in Islamophobic incidents in the UK and have continued ever since. British Muslims want the police to take Islamophobic incidents more seriously. They said, "Many times we don't hear feedback or know what's happening with those cases. So at least some of the incidents should result in perpetrators being put to justice, as it will cause anyone thinking of attacking Muslims and attacking mosques to think twice." The Darul Elm Mosque in East Ham in East London faced attacks in April of this year after a group of men armed with bottles and hockey sticks attacked worshippers at the mosque. Nushad Abu Salih Muhammad, one of the trustees of the mosque, described the initial impact and aftermath of the incident. He said, "This has not only physically but emotionally set us back. All the hard work, time and dedication put into establishing a mosque for the Sri Lankan community of East London, a place for our small community to feel safe, seek refuge in and find solace, has all been shattered and taken away from us by one night's act of hatred and abuse. On what needs to be done to protect Muslim communities in their places of worship," Muhammad said, "we need more media coverage, more support and allies. More funding needs to be allocated towards protection of mosques and its users. We also need CCTV, fencing and security guards."
Cultural news. Social news. Scientific news. Artistic news. With delight.
Iran is famous for its hand-knotted carpets and ancient art which have been loved for centuries and are never going out of style despite changing tastes and increased competition from Asia. Striking geometric shapes that recall 20th century abstract art are what we expect to see in handmade Iranian rugs. But weavers and exporters have been forced to redesign a tradition dating back more than 2,000 years due to numerous problems. Carpet exporter Ahad Azimzadeh says, however, that a revolution is underway. Iranian rugs are known for dense, curving floral designs in rich colors. They were put on display in a recent exhibition that featured a rug with small squares of hypnotic diagonal blue and white lines and another depicting diamond and other patterns in gold silk. Some countries have overtaken Iran in the global market, but many say modern carpets will never replace the traditional ones which are deep-rooted in Iranian culture. China is taking the final step in the construction of its Tiangong space station, the second permanently inhabited station in low Earth orbit after NASA's International Space Station. The second and last lap component of the station was launched on Monday. The uncrewed module is called Mengtian, which means dreaming of the heavens. The rocket carrying it blasted off from China's Space Launch Center on the coast of the southern island province of Hainan. The 23-ton Mengtian is an advanced lab and does not have space for sleeping and sanitation. Instead, it has more space to carry payloads for scientific studies. Fan Ping is the chief designer of the project. She says this is a special step towards space research.
I think the Mengtian lab module is quite special, as it is for experiment only, which can be seen as a dedicated studio. There are 13 scientific experiment racks in the module and 37 exposed loading stations outside the module, enabling astronauts to do more extravehicular loading experiments in the future.
The Mengtian module is the last building block of the T-shaped Tiangong station. It has to fly 400 kilometers to join the two-module combination already dispatched into space. Together, the three modules will construct the station, which is designed for a lifespan of at least 10 years.
It's always a tricky task to remember people's names at a party, but not in this particular gathering in Tokyo, where all the guests had the exact same name, Hirokazu Tanaka. 178 Hirokazu Tanakas came together on Saturday to set a new namesake gathering world record. Their ages spanned from 3 years old to 80. The Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people with the same first and last name previously belonged to Martha Stewart. 164 people with that name came together in New York in 2005. In the Tanaka's gathering, every man was assigned an alias inspired by their hobbies, occupation, or favorite foods to tell them apart from others. One nicknamed by his birthplace says, "It's strange to meet so many people with the same name." Obviously.
It's a strange feeling to know that there are nearly 200 people with the same name. To be honest, I'd presume there are more popular names out there like Suzuki and Sato. This achievement is really because of the efforts of our organizer.
The man who organized this gathering is a 53-year-old Hirokazu Tanaka who has worked for years to make this happen. He says his quest began in 1994 when he stumbled upon news about a baseball prodigy with the same name. After that, he began tirelessly scouring the nation for his namesakes. He then founded the Hirokazu Tanaka campaign that brought the men together and created a strange friendship among them. Thousands of baby turtles have been released into Peru's Amazon basin in an attempt to preserve the rainforest ecosystem. More than 6,000 hatchlings of three endangered species of turtles have been released into lakes and lagoons in Peru to help them repopulate. To make this happen, wildlife officials collected the eggs from their natural habitat and transferred them to artificial beaches until they hatched. The river turtles are considered vulnerable because for many years they have been killed for human consumption or kept as pets. Scientists are currently trying to conserve the Amazon to avoid catastrophic climate change, and Peru has the second largest share of the rainforest after Brazil. Another world record news. This time it has been set in Switzerland. A Swiss railway company has run the world's longest passenger train with a trip on one of the most spectacular tracks through the Alps. To celebrate its 175th anniversary, Switzerland's rail industry launched the world's longest ever passenger train, measuring around 2 kilometers. The electric train took almost an hour to cover around 25 kilometers over the UNESCO World Heritage Albula line in eastern Switzerland. The Albula line is famous for its endless swooping curves and steep descents. Rail enthusiasts lined the valley to watch the train's 100 cars snake through the Alps. Belgium and the Netherlands were the previous record holders for the world's longest passenger train. They used standard railway through the flat landscapes.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
If you enjoy street art, then you'll probably like Iztapalapa district in Mexico's capital city. Nearly 300 neighborhoods in this area are beautifully painted with brightly colored murals for all to enjoy. Visitors can also ride a cable car and take a tour of the art from above. The district is home to nearly 7,000 murals and graffiti painted on all sorts of surfaces, including rooftops. Iztapalapa Murals is a project that was promoted by the Mexico City's mayor in 2018. The goal of the project was to recover and dignify public spaces through art and involve neighbors in its creation and conservation. Iztapalapa is one of the poorest municipalities in the capital, and the initiative aims to reduce neighborhood violence through public lighting of the murals during the night.
It is never too late to learn a new skill. That's what 100-year-old Nada Rudan has shown with her art when she discovered her love for painting at the age of 87. The Bosnian native says she started to paint to keep herself busy, and now she finds the days are often too short to fit in everything she wanted to do. The artist paints for 3 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon without glasses. Rudan marked her 100th birthday with an exhibition of all the works that she has painted over the years.
My 100th birthday, I've celebrated it at sea. That was really a big event for me. Before that, I had an exhibition that I didn't hope for. But my children persuaded me. I was against it. I'm not an artist. I said, children, don't embarrass me.
She says she's inspired by nature and her travel around the globe. Rudan has lived in numerous areas such as Central America, Hawaii Islands, Europe, and the Asian Himalayas, among many other places. The artist survived both World War II and the siege of Sarajevo by Bosnian Serb forces. Iran's Kish Island is known as the paradise of the Persian Gulf. Our correspondent Youssef Jalali has been to the stunning southern Iranian resort island and has filed this report about its beautiful attractions.
It's no land at the heart of a scorching but amazing island. This snow town is one of the latest entertainment centers in Iran's Kish Island in the Persian Gulf. Every year, some 2 million visitors from inside and outside Iran visit the island to enjoy its attractions, from its entertainment centers to its stunning beach.
The beach and the pier in Kish are really peaceful and tranquilizing. It's the third time I'm visiting the island, and I went parasailing, water skiing, and I'm planning to go scuba diving.
Kish Island offers all kinds of sea entertainment activities, from scuba diving to sailing, and oh yes, flyboarding. Besides sea sports, visitors can enjoy its amusement parks and a range of leisure activities inside the island. And if you're a tireless window shopper, Kish is a land of malls and shopping centers.
Kish is an amazing island. It used to be an abandoned island some 3 decades ago, but today it is a luxurious tourist resort with modern buildings and exciting recreational places.
Despite all the pleasure one can have in Kish, the island still has many shortcomings. The major issue annoying visitors is the poor accommodation services.
Hotel facilities and services are a bit weak given the large number of tourists that visit this island. They need to pay more attention to the accommodation infrastructure.
Just a few hundred kilometers away from Kish, there's a tourist magnet in the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, which absorbs the chunk of foreign tourists. While U.S. sanctions on Iran are a major factor to blame for Kish lagging behind in its rivalry with Dubai, the island's officials believe it still has a chance to win the game of tourism against Dubai.
If we want to excel, it is not going to be a tough job. We need to work on two major areas. The first is the infrastructure, and the second is regulations that would allow tourists or investors to easily come to Kish to entertain themselves or do business.
Situated off the southern coast of Iran in the Persian Gulf, Kish is one of Iran's free trade zones. Foreign travelers do not need a visa to visit the island, as travel permits are issued on arrival by Kish officials and are valid for up to 14 days.
With its mesmerizing nature and eye-catching urban landscapes, Kish has earned the title of the Bride of the Persian Gulf. Its authorities say the island is already a hub for Iranian travelers, but they say they seek to turn it into a regional tourist magnet. Yusuf Jalali from Kish Island.
A 78-year-old artist is making a comeback with a unique art installation on Governor's Island in the United States of America. One of its biggest features is the sound and creaking of moving chains.
It's a project that I proposed for a commission in St. Louis. The site of the commission was the area near the Mississippi River and the St. Louis courthouse. So I wanted to do a piece that addressed those areas and the subjects. And and of course we have in those areas the Mississippi River, which is a place that you talk about the history of American commerce, but also we can talk about the history of slavery.
Charles Gaines wanted to highlight the role slavery played in building the economy of the United States. That's why he purposely used chains, and the sculptor pointedly faces the Statue of Liberty in New York City. The installation is roughly 30 meters long and activated by colossal chains that rotate on anchors. The installation is part of a three-chapter series called The American Manifest, Moving Chains. It will be kept for all to see until the summer of next year.
A Palestinian farmer has discovered an ancient Byzantine-era mosaic when preparing to plant an olive tree on his plot of land in the Gaza Strip. The farmer and his son have been carefully excavating the area for 3 months since spring. The pair dug out three patches, revealing glimpses of an ornate mosaic with intricate images of birds, flora, and tile patterns. Its full size is roughly 23 square meters. The discovery has set off excitement amongst archaeologists. Experts say it is one of the most well-preserved specimens, with precision in graphics and richness in colors. According to archaeologists, the mosaic pavement dates back to the 5th and 7th centuries. Last month, another Palestinian farmer found the rare stone sculpture while working on his land, which dates back to around 2500 BC.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm very glad to tell you that we have again here our brothers from Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and also Fawad Haider Naghawi. So, Assalamu alaikum, brothers. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you fine, Hussein?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Fawad Haider, how about you?
Salam, I'm fine, sir.
Okay,
how are you?
That's great, that's great. Thank you. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Everything
fine.
All right?
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you. And Ali Nasir, are you great?
Alhamdulillah,
well?
Sir.
Okay, well, alhamdulillah. Great. He says alhamdulillah always, and that's the best thing. Alhamdulillah. So, I hope you're fine as well, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining us. Please stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. Again, today, inshallah, we will be having another Quranic session, working on Tajweed rules, and also having a short explanation about one ayah or two ayat or verses of the Holy Quran. Now we're going to inshallah do the ayat 34 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and it was talking all about the story of Prophet Adam alayhi salam and the evil, yes?
Yes,
and also how Allah Almighty created Adam alayhi salam and that story. So are you ready inshallah to go for this ayah?
Yes, yes.
Everyone, okay,
yes. Yeah.
Before we start, let's listen to this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين.
So, guys, let's inshallah practice this ayah, okay? Then we'll talk about it. I will recite and you listen and repeat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم.
وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم.
اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر.
اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر.
فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين
فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين
أحسن ما شاء الله. The very first important point is this, that when Allah Almighty commanded all the angels to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, before Adam alayhi salam, okay, to make sajda, to perform sajda before Adam alayhi salam, because Allah Almighty created Adam alayhi salam, and that challenge that we talked about, yes? Who won the challenge? Adam alayhi salam, right?
Yes.
So, with the angels, so Adam alayhi salam was the winner. And so they were commanded by Allah Almighty to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, before Adam alayhi salam. So, fasajadu, it means when Allah Almighty told all the angels, so all the angels prostrated. But what was Iblis doing inside the angels, among the angels? Was it an angel?
No.
While Allah Almighty says that, he was made or created from fire. So he was among the angels. So there is a hadith says that he had prayed that much that he had deserved to be amongst the angels. Because the angels in the previous ayah we said, وَنَحْنُ نُقَدِّسُ لَكَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ لَكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Yeah? We always praise you. We always pray you. Okay? They are all always like doing prayers. So Iblis was... had prayed a lot, like Imam Ali alayhi salam, I think in Nahjul Balagha says, like over 6,000 years, he prayed Allah Almighty. He was a great slave servant of Allah Almighty. But what happened that he became an Iblis and he's no longer a good servant? And so what happened? When Allah Almighty told him that, let's see, okay, the result of your prayers. Are you obedient to me or no? Do you listen to me or no? If I command you, will you do my command? Will you answer my command or no? So Allah Almighty told all of them. So Iblis was amongst the angels, yes? So, فَسَجَدُوا, all the angels prostrated before Adam alayhi salam, إِلَّا Iblis. Iblis didn't prostrate. Why? He said that, He became proud of himself. He said that, oh God, I can't prostrate to this Adam. You created him from a bad smell kind of soil, okay? And you've created me from fire. No way. I can't do this. Okay? That was the command of Allah Almighty. Like prostration to anything except Allah is haram. It's forbidden. But that was the command of Allah Almighty. And the angels did not prostrate because it was Adam, okay? For Adam. Yeah, they prostrated because of the creation of Allah Almighty. The soul that the Adam had. وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, the soul that Adam alayhi salam had. So the story continues, that inshallah in the next ayahs, we'll continue reading it. Okay, now, that was a short explanation. Make sure you go to the Fasir book, okay, and study about it. قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وَبِغَارِحِ رَاءَ تَأَلَّقْ يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Okay, do you see any tajweed rule here? وإذ قلنا, of course we see, whenever we see ayat of Quran Karim, we see tajweed rules, yes?
Yes.
That's why we have studied it. Yes. So, we have studied the tajweed rules. So, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا. Do you see any tajweed rule here around?
Yeah, in the لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا.
Yeah. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا. Do you see that Hamzatul Wasf?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So what should we do with that Hamzatul Wasf?
Skip it.
All right. We should skip it. Why? Because we're joining the words, okay? Two words, lil malaikati, malaikati, and usjudu. We're connecting them together, okay? Here we have to skip the hamzatul wasl. Simple as that. But if we do not skip, if we read it, how do you read it? If pronounce it? For example, you say, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. We read it with, we pronounce it with
Dhamma.
Why?
Because of next letter is
The third letter, Hamzatul Wasl,
third letter
seen, and the third letter has a Dhamma on the top. Okay, yes. That's the rule for Hamzatul Wasl in verbs. So usjudu is a verb. It means prostrate, do prostration. Okay, make sajda. So that's a verb, and here we have to put a Dhamma on the top of Hamzatul Wasl and read it. So brothers and sisters, as you're listening, this is an important rule for Hamzatul Wasl. So, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا. مَلَائِكَ is the mad, a wajib mad or a jaiz mad?
It is wajib.
It is wajib. Why, Fawad? What do you think? What was the reason for a wajib mad, wajib muttasil?
Because it's in the word.
For mad wajib, it is the condition or the necessary thing is that it has to be muttasil. Yeah. If a mad is muttasil, it's wajib. If a mad is munfasil, it is jaiz. So wajib muttasil, we say it is wajib because it is muttasil. It is muttasil. And so that's why it's wajib.
So it is in the word.
What is in the word? Word the is in the word?
No. Hamza.
The hamza, the letter hamza. And before the letter hamza, we have mad letter. A, E, U. These long vowels are mad letters. So we have A and then Hamza. What are in one word?
One word.
Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
So that's why you got to stretch it for six counts. This way, Hassan. Listen to me. Listen to Ali Nasir, how he stretches this sound. Go on, Ali Nasir.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةُ.
لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ
لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا right? This sound, six count. Hassan, did you get it?
Yes.
MashaAllah. So, that's the very, very first important point. لِآدَمَ. Sometimes we forget that alif, okay? لِآدَمَ. لِآدَمَ, no. لِآدَمَ, لِآدَمَ, right? Two counts. لِآدَمَ. Okay. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. Look, there is a recitation point as well. Look, how do I read this? وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. Okay? Kind of read in a way that you help our listeners that this sentence is pronounced this way. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا. It means all prostrated. Just there is one thing, okay? If you recite this way, they will more understand more, okay? Especially those who are familiar with the verses of the Quran Karim, or those who speak Arabic, okay? They will understand it. The best reciter of the Quran was Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself.
Yeah.
So at the middle of the night, okay, during midnights, okay, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting Quran, his enemies, Abu Lahab, Abu Sufyan, his enemies, okay, enemies of Islam, they were listening to him in the darkness. They were going, okay, next to his house, okay, they were listening. What is he reciting? What is this? Really? Even the angels were kind of amazed, okay? In Surah Al-Jin, we have قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِ فَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. Wow, what is it? Okay, it was so much surprising. And it is surprising when you listen to a reciter who recites it in the most beautiful way, okay? And you kind of love it. I myself, I really love it. So my recitation is not that good, but when I listen to people, even myself, when I listen, I recite sometimes with myself, okay, alone, I practice, it's amazing. I love it. It's not because of my voice, because of the Quran. The fluency and the rhythm that the Quran has. It's just beautiful. So, فسجدوا إلا إبليس إبا. Make sure it's قلقلة. Okay, you pronounce it with the bouncing sound. أبا واستكبر 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 as well. حمزة الوصل is skipped. Then if you do not skip it, how do you pronounce it? Pronounce it with a
كسرة.
كسرة. Why? Because the yes. third letter has a فتحة. If the third letter yes. has a فتحة or كسرة, you pronounce it with كسرة. If ضمة
ضمة
ضم. Like أسجدوا وكان من الكافرين. So do you have any question in this ayah?
No.
That's all about this ayah, inshallah. Our brothers and sisters, make sure for the explanation you refer to the Tafsir book, okay, interpretations. And also, make sure you practice the Tajweed rules. Hussein, Fawad, Hassan, Ali Nasir. Any questions? Nothing?
No, sir.
Okay, let's listen to this ayah once again, and we'll finish.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
Thank you so much. Inshallah, see you in the next session. Please stay with us. We'll be here again with you. So, thank you. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل الفرج.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
IRIB English Radio. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.
Palestinians hold a funeral procession for a teenager killed by Israeli forces near Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. B1 Climate Summit, COP26,